This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Wednesday, September 6th. Well, the markets resumed trading with a bang following the Labor Day weekend. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Joe Vaklavic.
Soybean market was sharply higher here on Tuesday following a long holiday weekend. The November contract traded into some pre-USDA report levels. Remember, we had a very bearish report from USDA on August 10th. We saw a pretty sharp sell-off following that. But during the last couple of trading days, we were able to erase those losses and again trade at those pre-report levels. So the market acting very well, despite some larger U.S. production prospects. Now, I think that part of the game here is just that, U.S. production and exactly what we're going to end up with. We've got another report from USDA next Tuesday. That's the September crop production report. We could certainly see an adjustment to the yield numbers there.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 10 at 428. September corn was up 4.25 at 343.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 490 to 520. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for September were up 6.25, ranging from 520 to 565. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for September were down 2.75, ranging from 719 to 739. Live cattle for August were down 72.5 cents at 104.35. August feeder cattle were down 67.5 cents to 141.75, and September Class 3 milk was up 14 cents at 16.29. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.